B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint AFK. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
All right, we're back. Checkpoint AFK. I want to talk about something fun because we always talk about sad stuff like human rights violations and you know, $5,000 gaming chairs. It's things that make us real sad. And
I
so
mean, I don't know. That
I
last
just
one was
I
sad.
Mean, no.
Oh well, it depends if I have $5,000 to throw at it and
listen,
then not be broke.
I am very well aware of the false equivalency. I'm just putting it that way. Okay. But I wanted us to have a little fun, so we're gonna play a very quick game. Okay, you guys down for a game?
Sure.
This is as safe as safe gets. Nobody will be offended by this. This will probably be the nicest Checkpoint AFK topic we've
I'll
ever done.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
No, I'm serious. No, for real. So what we're going to do, and we're going to put this out on social for everybody to see, we're going to do a tier. You ever been on Tier Maker and stuff like that? So we're going to do a very quick tier of the top video game controllers of all time, flat out. So when I say a video game controller, you tell
me.
We
got to grade it?
You got to grade it.
Oh, boy.
You
got
to tell me if it's S, A, B, C, D, F, or if it's garbage tier.
See, now the last time we tried to do this with Girl Scout cookies, you know, Chad went off the hinges. Well, so I'm just saying.
I take Girl Scout cookies really serious.
Oh, thank you. Okay, but okay, hold on. Before we even start this, all right.
Give her one of your bad takes.
Top tier. What's your top tier cookie? Like best of.
What's the best Girl Scout cookie?
Best Girl Scout.
Frozen Thin Mints.
Yes! I told you.
Too. See, right. Chad wanted to put those in the garbage.
You're the only weirdo.
I put that mid tier. Thank you.
Mm. Who was that put them garbage tier?
It was Chad.
It was you.
I think I was just defending my point because you were
can't
anyway,
fucking
sorry.
Stand you. Who says right. Thin Mints right. are garbage?
Get back to the game.
Back to the controller.
Let me clarify: is this like actually the best controller, or like the one we?
A personal.
Give your personal take on it.
Yeah, your personal take. I mean, if you want to be objective, you can, but you don't have to be. You know, you could be a complete homer if you like. So our first controller starting out is the Nintendo Switch Pro Controller. So the Pro Controller. The
one that looks like a...
The one that kind of looks like a Xbox controller.
The
joysticks yeah.
And stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I supposed to just say this? Or have
yeah,
to
yeah, go ahead, just Rachel. Say it. Rachel, you'll go first, always.
I'd say an S tier.
Ooh, going high. We going high. All right.
I'm going to put it at A. It's a solid controller. It gets done what it needs to do.
All right, so we got an S and an A.
I'll follow the train because I don't think I've ever used it, so I'll go with A.
That,
I don't. I'm basing this off of like I like the
Chad is
idea.
So bad
I've just
at these
never
things.
Played. I never
You're
used
so
it.
So bad at this.
It's really good. I've used it all quarantine.
Then I'm going to go with our guest.
I'm gonna say a because I think there's better controllers, but it's a very very.
There's not
very
much that's iconic
controller.
About it though.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna put it in the A plus range. So at the top of A.
Sure, I like that
for that. The next coming is. Good old mouse and keyboard. Where do you rate mouse and keyboard?
Okay, we'll have her go first.
S.
Yeah, it's the superior peripheral. S tier all the way.
You're just naming the things I use, though. So
we're going to get to the point where she does.
It'll get harder.
It'll get harder.
Jeez. I guess I'll do S tier because I always have issues with placement of keyboard.
S tier.
I can always change it.
I'll put S tier even though it you know my carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
But I'll put it in S tier because the level of control
yeah.
you get is
you
like never before.
Stuff, like
all right, we gonna go way back in the day.
Uh oh.
The Super Nintendo controller, SNES controller. Right. Where does that go, Rachel? You first up.
This is hard.
B? I think B. It's the one that's like wider.
Yeah, it's like circular.
Yeah. All right, B. Okay, yeah. Robbie.
Yeah, I have a hard time placing it much higher, but at the time, you know, they had improved on just the rectangle,
things.
You know, that we were used to. But back then, you didn't need a whole lot of controls. You just needed the one or two buttons, right? So, you know what? Yeah, B, maybe a low A. Right in there is a fine spot for it.
All right, chat.
I'll say C. It's not.
Wow.
I don't.
Average?
It's pro. I'm basing this off of every controller ever. So like it's pre joystick, and I like
personally think the SNES controller is way better than you guys are giving it credit for.
Nah.
But that puts it around an A-. So
I can live with that.
Behind our pro controller here. Next up is the Duke. The very first Xbox controller, that massive mace of a controller. Rachel, you are first. Have you ever used the first Xbox controller?
No, but it was the first one I saw that had the like see through.
Oh, when they had the
old like Mad Cat style.
Yeah, the off brand.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know. But then I got a Game Boy Color, so like. I feel like, can I skip it or do I need to just vote?
Just throw something out there.
C-tier.
Robbie.
I'm going to agree with that. I think that it, as far as controllers go, it did not come out the gate very strong. It was way too big, way too unwieldy. Unless you need something to bludgeon player two with, it was great. But there was a lot of room to improve with it.
F-tier. You know what? I'm pulling out executive order. Garbage tier. Worst controller.
I fucking
hate that thing.
Oh, trust me.
Look, Valiant Summer in the chat said F, and this is coming from an Xbox guy. So,
all right, okay. Bet. See, garbage tier. All right, we're going to go. I'm going to combine these two in the interest of time. The DualShock 1 and 2, we're going to put those together. The DualShock 1 and 2.
PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 1 and 2.
Well, oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel, what do you think? It was the first time they had
I guess we could do PlayStation 1, 2, and 3. They're the same controller.
So they're really the same. That was when they first introduced the joystick to the
DualShock. Yeah. Yes. So DualShocks 1, 2, and 3.
A B.
B. All right.
Robbie. I gotta go S. This is what all controllers follow now. They all have the two thumbsticks on them. This reinvented the controller. Innovation?
No, that's I'm agreeing with her. I'm gonna go a little bit lower. I'm gonna do a B because they got. I think it got better later.
Yeah.
All right. So I will put. I will say, firmly a S- or A+. I agree with you, Robbie. It is innovative, but it is not the best controller in the world. So I will put that wrong one. I will put that firmly in right at the top of the A tier here. All right. Next one is the Nintendo 64.
I knew it was coming.
Nintendo 64.
Oh, we're about to get some hot takes here.
Let's get it.
But are we voting nostalgia, like personal affinity, or like product?
It all counts.
It's all on you. It all counts. Your feeling. Whatever you feel is right.
An S tier.
I'm going to go with S tier too. Nothing is as iconic as that controller, and no other controller literally took blood, sweat, and tears from you. Playing Mario Party and getting like the blisters on the palm of your hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tad.
I'm going to go A. I have nostalgia, but I went back and I realized how bad it was.
No, I'm going S tier. The Nintendo 60. Dude, the dinosaur foot. There is no controller in the world like it. It's so great. S tier. All right, we got two more left. We are going to go now to the Wiimote. Wiimote.
Rachel, did you ever play the
Mario Tennis once? We'll give it a B tier.
All right, B tier. Robbie.
I'd go C. I was not a fan of the Wiimote. You know, in most cases, you just hooked up a GameCube controller anyway instead of trying to use the Wiimote with the dongle. It was terrible.
All right.
D. It's terrible.
Yeah. D. All right. I am also not a big fan of the Wiimote, so we'll put it firmly in D.
I'm happy with that.
All right. Very next up is the Joy-Cons.
Okay. The original, like, old school, just a joystick and
No. The Nintendo Switch Joy-Cons.
That's right. Okay. All right. I thought you were talking about the joystick thing. All right. I don't think I've ever used it.
You've never used your Joy-Cons?
Like, separately those two out?
If you use it connected or if you take them off, counts as the same controller.
Okay, ooh. I've only used one at a time, like where it's like racing.
Yeah, see, right, this is a tough one because Joy-Cons,
one of the buttons
like,
is broken.
build quality is a factor.
It is. See, if you take them off, I think it's terrible. But having it as a handheld, it's fine. So this is tough for me.
It has been fun, like, randomly at an airport with a friend, and you, like, can play, like, silly games, mm-hmm. like, without controllers, I guess. I think I've done that a few times.
We I'd lose you like in a minute. I'm sorry.
All right, get us your grade out here really quick.
B tier.
All right.
I can live with that. I can put it there.
B tier. Chat.
Sure. B tier.
All right. B tier. Everybody agrees. All right. Those are the rankings.
Sorry, we had to rush the end. We were on Zoom. Because
so
we
sorry,
get
Rachel.
To work.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll see you later.
Well, thank you, actually, for we'll hang out here a little
bit.
Yeah,
we'll hang out in the chat. Yeah.
But I know that this Zoom will end in a second. But thank you so much, Rachel, for hanging out. Sorry we had so much weird stuff with Discord earlier. For everyone watching, we had Discord stuff.
No worries. Great talking.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
See
All right, chat. We still here. I got hella more controllers, by the way.
Okay, let's finish.
We can go through a few more.
Yeah. Let's go through a few more. I have taken the liberties of putting anything that had to do with the Wii or the Wii U in basically worse than garbage tier, because it's bad. So we're just gonna put all the Wii-related stuff in worse than garbage. All right, so next one up is GameCube controller.
Ooh. All right, Rob, you going first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I know that I'll probably get flack over this because a lot of people, you know, especially when it comes to Smash stuff, like the GameCube controller
is the only way to play Smash.
Absolute go-to.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like it was, I felt like it was a weird take on trying to do what the DualShock did, but in just too weird of a way. It's not a bad controller by any means, but I'd have to put it probably in the B range.
All right, B. Chat.
I actually remember not wanting to really play GameCube games because I didn't really like the controller. So I'm going to actually put it down into the D range.
I'm, you know what, Chad? I'm with you because I actually really hate the GameCube controller.
Yeah,
I really dislike it. I don't like I don't really like the concept of one button being way bigger than all the other buttons.
In the middle for some
right
reason?
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have games that don't design their game around that big-ass button.
Yeah.
And so it forced every game made for the GameCube to be designed around that one big-ass button. And it made me not like so many GameCube games. And so I am firmly putting it D. So that's basically... it's the top of D, but I ain't happy about it.
I'll live with it, but I ain't happy.
So my take, not as hot as I thought it was.
No, it is not.
I'm curious what the chat would say. Like, feel free to throw your ratings down too.
Yeah. Feel free. Next up, I'm not. You know what? I ain't even gonna bother with these because ain't nobody used the Sega Saturn controller.
I don't even know what it looks like.
So I am one of the few people I know that ever owned a Sega Saturn, and I really liked it. But
I've used those controllers.
Yeah.
They were okay.
You know what? I'll put it firmly in C.
I think I had one of those with the turbo boost.
So did I.
Yep.
I'll put it firmly in C.
I think I did play one of these.
It's basically the Sega controller, but with six buttons instead of three.
And a little thinner.
Yeah. What I didn't like about it, though, was the giant circular D-pad. I wasn't really
a fan of that.
Solid
that
C
great.
Says Valiant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a solid C, and it was a little flimsy. Felt a little flimsy.
I remember it being
correctly.
Very plasticky.
Plasticky is the word. Plasticky is the word. All right. Next, we got the DualShock 4. S.
I'll S.
S.
I mean, until the 5 comes out, I have nothing.
S. It is the best PlayStation controller ever made. S.
And they made it in rose gold.
Sure did.
And I have
S. Fucking S. All right. Xbox 360 controller.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'll throw that up next to the PlayStation 4.
Get out of here.
Wait, no. I'm sorry. Xbox One's the one I'm thinking of.
It was, look, the 360 controller was still too fat for my liking. It was too fat.
I'm confusing one with 360.
It gets a B if it's like, it was serviceable. It worked.
The 360 controller was a very solid controller. Very little wrong with it, but not a lot good with it.
B.
All right, B.
Just gave up my answer.
Actually, I'll put it above the Joy-Cons here. All right. We'll do three more, and then we'll break out. Xbox 360 controller. What the fuck is this? Is this
we
the,
did just 360.
Is this the fucking Ouya controller?
Valiant gave 360 A minus.
Excuse me, Xbox One controller. We have the regular and the Elite.
For Xbox One?
Yeah. Okay. Xbox One.
Okay, Elite was... Okay, that's hard because Elite literally was a much better controller than
this,
Xbox
and this, see, this also reminds me a lot more of the Pro controller now that the Switch has out. I feel like there's some similarities there.
I hear good things about the Elite.
I've heard good things having used it myself. I'd probably give it A
I'll do
tier.
S. I'd
put it in the A. It ain't no DualShock.
I'll put it at the top of S. At the top of A.
Okay,
me.
All right, that's
fine. How about this?
It's just
bottom
of
S.
It's weird when you have to use both of the joystick ones. How they're like in two separate
positions. And then the Elite came with that dumbass plate instead of the D pad. You know what I'm talking about? That stupid ass plate.
Yeah, but you barely use the D pad.
You don't play fighting games,
okay,
Chad.
That's fine. Okay, fine.
The
fine.
Plate.
That's...
You're right.
Actually, you know what? That plate drops it to a B. Fuck you.
Top of B. There you go.
Top of B.
Yeah.
It's dropped.
As far as like quality of like the feel of it,
nope,
it was
done.
Good. It was actually a little heavy.
Nope, it's done.
In a good way. All right, fine.
You've been overruled.
Valiant right here is with me, so at least I have a half.
Nope, fuck that controller. all right, Dreamcast controller.
Oh.
Dreamcast only has nostalgia factor for me.
I'll put it this way.
I need to look at
There's two different ratings. You get the Dreamcast controller without the UMD in it and the Dreamcast with the UMD in it.
Oh, that's right.
Dreamcast controller looked like a damn spaceship.
And if you put the UMD in the Dreamcast controller, it is significantly better. The weight is better on it. You get the little screen in the middle.
I feel like
way better.
I feel like the Dreamcast controller wishes it was the N64 controller.
Ooh, good.
I think that was really what they were doing. I would say like
I'd put it under no, because we have N64 way up in
it's S
though.
To
I
me,
got I gotta put it, this in like a C or maybe a low B.
I'll give it a B. I think I don't remember hating it.
I wish I could put it in the middle of C and B, but. I'll put it in C. I'll put it at the top of C.
All right.
Put it at the top of C. All right, Sega Genesis. Actually, I'll put 360 just below the Elite. And then Sega Genesis.
I have to remember these. Jesus. All right, hold up. Chad. Oh, the original.
Like
okay.
You've never used the OG three-button Genesis.
Okay. Oh,
controller.
All right. I'm gonna throw it up there as high because it was... the simplicity of all the games. Like, they made the games very simple for Sega Genesis, and I think that was because they were smart about how the controller was.
I think I have to put this under the Super Nintendo controller.
I was just about to say.
And I'm going to tell you why. There's absolutely no difference between the two, but Sega was like, you know what? Throw a third button on there. just so that we have more than they do.
Well, because here's the thing.
You didn't need three buttons.
You had the Master System controller and the NES controller, which are literally the same controller. Then when the Super Nintendo dropped, they had, first of all, you had four face buttons and two shoulder buttons. So then you had the Genesis, which only had three. So there's no way it could be better than the Super Nintendo controller because it has less buttons.
Correct.
There's no way.
Now, really quick, Rachel's actually in the chat, and she says, all this controller talk has me thinking how I convinced my parents to get my brother and me Game Boy Colors because my brother stepped on a thorn and his whole leg got infected. I represented him and convinced them that this purchase would ensure he would behave himself at the doctor. That camping trip suddenly cost them so much money.
Why didn't you become a lawyer?
First of all,
the fact that you got them to buy two of them and not just one that you had to share, that's impressive.
Rachel, as a gaming advocate, okay, if we have the gaming president, what's his name?
Oh, shoot, I'm blanking on his name.
Ace Watkins.
Ace Watkins, yep.
If we get Ace Watkins, the gaming president, we need Ateo Rachel, the gaming lawyer, flat out, because I couldn't convince my mom of shit. When it came to getting me some new games, I had to just
Rachel for gaming district attorney.
Yes, gaming district attorney.
We need a just, gaming
DA. I wasn't injured. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's a great story.
That's
though.
An amazing story. Yes, gaming district attorney Ateo Rachel. All right, last controller, OG NES, the Osiris of this shit, the progenitor.
All right, look, it...
The foundation.
It started it all, right? But there was no reason that it had to be a rectangle to begin with.
I'm going to be honest, man. I cut myself up on that controller a few times. Them damn angles on that boy is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough because like I'm trying.
I think low B for me. Like you gotta give it respect.
You gotta.
You
respect
can't
it.
Disrespect right. it, right? But low B, I think.
Right. I mean, I'll agree. I'm trying to be respectful because I know it wasn't like great.
Yeah, yeah.
It had everything you needed from it though.
But yeah, it was. It's just like the Sega. It was had everything you needed. The games were made for that controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It made sense for the time. B.
I'm going to be honest, guys. I got to say like A-.
That's fine.
I say like A-.
I'm fine with that.
And Chad brought up the best point because the games were designed with that controller in mind. So I will put it at the top of B. All right? So here is our final list. There's a bunch of other bullshit controllers on here. They got the Guitar Hero guitar.
Oh,
is that stupid? They got the gamer wheel. They have the power glove.
Although, have you ever played a game with the Guitar Hero controller in
your
hand?
I have.
It's
actually.
Really hard.
I have. I tried to play Dynasty Warriors with it.
Really?
Yeah.
How far did you make it?
I mean, Dynasty Warriors is not a hard game, so pretty far.
That's fair.
And then, like I said, I think this is the Ouya controller or something like that. And then they had the Donkey Kong bongos for some reason. So we're not going to use any of those. And
no, we're talking real controllers, not peripherals.
Not peripherals. And I put the Sega Master System controller next to the Nintendo one because it's actually no I'm gonna put it in F because it's basically a knockoff. All right, so here is our final list of controllers. Leading away in the S tier is the DualShock 4 mouse and keyboard and the Nintendo 64 controller, still in my opinion a very underrated first person shooter controller.
Oh, absolutely. People though on social media are gonna hate us for that one. They're going to come out swinging.
I don't care.
I kind of hate us.
Classic.
Right now,
get out of here, Chad.
Classic. With the rumble pack, fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. The best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the A tier, we have the DualShocks, you know, 1 through 3.
The DualShock family.
The DualShock family, 1 through 3. Then we have the Nintendo Pro controller and the Super Nintendo controller and the Genesis controller. Then in the B tier, regular Nintendo, Xbox 360. Let me move those. The 360, Xbox One controllers above the 360 controller.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then the Joy-Cons. In the C tier, we have the Dreamcast controller and the Saturn controller. Not a good look for Sega right now. Then we have the, in the D tier, GameCube. Yo, we get so much hate for putting the GameCube controller.
Smash community's coming after
Don't
us.
Don't give up. It's okay, we'll be able to smell them coming.
There's one good game for that controller. That's not a good look for the controller.
That's what I'm saying.
One good game for that.
Then directly under that is the Wiimote. In the F tier, we have the Sega Master System controller for being a knockoff. In garbage tier, we have...
You know, real quick to the Smash community, you're lucky we didn't make like a TV or a monitor tier list because your CRTs would be in the garbage tier.
With the VCR built in.
Yeah.
Anyway, in garbage tier, we have the Duke. And in worse than garbage, we had pretty much everything made for the Wii U because it is the worst system ever created. All right, that's it. I'm gonna screenshot this or figure out a way to put this on Twitter or something so you guys can hate us. But I don't care because this was made by committee.
Mm-hmm.
This is democracy at its finest.
In conjunction with Rachel from Mateo. So if we're taking some of the hate, you get to take it with us.
That's true. Well, she only did the first half, so she can only get half the hate.
Well, she was one of the first ones to be like, yo, that 64 controller.
I was going to say, we agreed with just about everything she said. So
there's a couple that we strayed from.
You disagreed because
Stop
you have bad opinions.
Talking
Chad.
Shit about our new friends. God,
I was trying to save her from the hate.
No, the hatred must spread equally. But anyway.
We all bear it together.
We all bear it together. Anyway, guys, that's going to be it. I believe, Chad, if I'm not mistaken, we'll be doing AFK on Wednesdays now.
Wednesdays around noon-ish. Like, right now, we're trying to figure out when the best time is. But it will be on Wednesdays. We'll let you know ahead of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Wednesdays.
Yeah, having it on Thursday was a special occasion because we had guests come in. But Wednesdays will be the day. So Wednesday afternoons, be glued to your social medias, and we will be here talking shit.
As we do.
As we do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.